Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Drew Garabo Live.
Drew Garabo Live. Do it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, I found myself asking myself last night, self, because that's what I call me, do you really want to upset the apple cart here? You've been getting along with the estranged wife. You've been getting along with your mother-in-law. You've been opening your house to them on Sundays so they can come see, my wonderful son. Been preparing meals for him. Yesterday, prepared a ham for the first time ever, and some green beans and some glazed baby carrots.
That's how you do it on Easter, right?
Right. That's how I did it. I didn't even plan on cooking an Easter meal, but I did. And then, I found out two things. Number one, that my efforts to conceal the candy dish that had the Hershey Nuggets, that was thwarted when my son's grandmother found the nuggets that I thought she knew were for Xander's lunch and ate 9 of the 10 of them. I like to have 2 of them every day for him. Today he had one.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Oh, we're going to confront her about it. Don't worry.
And then my son got an Easter basket from his grandmother, took a peep or two, left the peeps in the living room, went to play his video games, and when he went to fetch some more peeps, he discovered that she had eaten the rest of the peeps. So, at Seth's urging, and to bring closure to this whole thing,
yes,
we're going to call.
Ooh-wee.
Quiet you.
Are you actually calling her, or are you calling an impersonator?
No, I'm really calling her.
I just got to make sure.
I am calling her.
So exciting.
Hello.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hi.
How you doing?
Would you like? Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks. Is your is your mom there?
Yeah. Hang on a second.
All right. Thank you.
Hello. I'm turning the TV down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's happening? How you doing?
Doing all right. Just hanging out here with Angie.
That's good. That's good. A couple questions. I was packing Xander's lunch today, and I normally throw him a couple of Hershey nuggets in there that I keep in the candy dish in the kitchen, and I normally put 2 of them in there, and there was only 1 of them in there today, and I thought that there were about 10 of them in there, and when you guys came over yesterday, I was wondering if you saw them anywhere, if I misplaced the Hershey nuggets anywhere.
Oh, yeah, there were, how many were there? There were maybe 4 or 5 in there. And, yeah, I might have had a couple.
All right,
me being the candy bandit.
The candy bandit.
You know, I can't resist, yeah. I heard there was a problem about the peeps, though.
Well, there's no problem with the peeps. I just, from Xander's perspective, silly little 13-year-old that he is, he thought that he had received the peeps as a present and then left them in the living room. And then when he came back, the peeps were gone.
Yeah, I think there were about 10 of them. I had 3 of them. Angie said she had 1. But yeah, he should have known better than put them in front of me.
Oh, I love her. Ain't no shame in her game.
So there were peeps left over?
Yeah, there were.
Oh, you made it seem like you said Marilyn ate all the
peeps.
No,
Xander had a couple, and then he left some in the living room.
I wouldn't have done that.
And then the candy bandit struck.
So, now, Drew, yeah. Now Marilyn said that there was probably about 4 chocolate nuggets left, but you you said there were at least 10 left.
Well,
so.
we don't need to argue semantics. No. 4, 10, 7,
but
who cares?
But when she said 4, you were flashing 10 at
no,
me.
No,
flashing
no, no.
10.
I was thinking of something else.
You should have known better.
This is on me. I should have.
Yeah, don't make me sound worse than I am.
And, you know, I really should have given you guys more ham to take with you because we've got too much ham at the house right now. All that ham was too much for just 4 or 5 people. So I really wish. I know you're not going to eat week-old ham if I have it next week when you guys come over, right?
Put it in the freezer, yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about that because you didn't say anything about it, and I wasn't going to ask. I thought maybe you wanted to use the leftover sandwiches or whatever, you know?
I'll probably make a
but
sandwich.
You
or
put, you know, extra in the freezer, yeah.
I'll do that then. I'll make Xander a sandwich for tomorrow, and then I'll throw the rest in the freezer for you guys. You can have it next week.
Sounds good. That was a good ham. That was a real good job, Drew.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate the nice message you sent when you got home, too. That meant a lot to me. Thank you.
Well, that meant a lot to us that you fixed us a nice Easter dinner. Well, that was really nice.
I do what I can. Thank you.
Marilyn,
I know you do.
Thank you.
We know that apparently the ham was one of the best things Drew has ever made in the crock pot. What's something that Drew's made for you that you would just hope that he probably never makes again and maybe he'll make the ham instead?
Well, like I said, whenever you make something really spicy, it's a little hard on the stomach.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll bake a chili or I'll put, because I like spicy stuff, and I put a little too spicy.
Yeah, he likes it really hot. And my whole face turns red. I start sweating, my whole face turns red. And I have acid reflux the rest of the day.
Oh, gee, that's got to be a fun ride home for Angie.
Yeah.
All right, well, awesome. Well, yes, Seth, another question for my mother-in-law.
Well, and I mean, because you have those Hershey Nuggets for Xander. So, so Marilyn, next time you come over, what candy could Drew have for you that would just be for you? What could he pick out
like,
next
time? What's your fave? Like, if you had to pick any of the candies, what would be your fave, Meemaw?
Probably the Hershey Nuggets. Don't go wrong with Hershey.
You like them with almonds? You like them with just regular Hershey? You like the Mr. Good Bar? What you like?
Yeah, the regular Hershey with almonds, yeah. All right.
Did it seem like Drew was trying to hide the nuggets because he put the almonds over them?
No. No, I think he just happened to put those on top of them. He usually has a great big bowl right out there in the open, yeah.
That's true. This time I tried to hide it. Silly me.
He's very generous.
Well, thank you. You're awesome. Well, thank you very much. And you know I love you guys. And thank you. And I appreciate you everything that you do for your daughter and for my son and everybody. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Likewise, Drew. We appreciate everything you do, too.
All right. You're the best. Talk to you soon.
So are you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was heartwarming.
You see what happened there, right? I mean, it was great for the air. Nothing changed. Absolutely nothing. This was a wash, man.
Oh, it's like, I can't help myself.
You should have known better.
I know. She is not going to change. Like, people do not change once they, like, I have a hard time changing at my age.
No, the only thing she was letting you know is that she didn't eat as many as you let on.
Right. But
and she has an official title now.
She's the Candy Bandit.
The Candy Bandit.
She's the Big Red Candy Bandit.
She embraced it.
She did. No, no shame in her game.
And now you're buying her more snacks the next time she comes over. Yeah. She wins again.
I know. I'm an enabler. This is why she's been able to do this.
The Candy Bandit has a shopping list.
Oh, no, I got it. I can't ask you.
For extra candy.
No. We all got hungry mother-in-laws. I can't be buying snacks for
I got this. I'm not going to accept contributions for my mother-in-law's candy habit.
And now, what's good with Garabo?
Oh, man, she's really something else. So.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you for making me do that. Jeremy Kohlberg, age 13, been battling brain cancer off and on for about 5 years now. Undergone several treatments and surgeries. Doctors told him that the cancer is progressing and he might have only a few weeks to live. His dad, John, said, I can't put it into words. You know, it's part of your family you're losing and you can't replace. Jeremy's father, John, said that Jeremy and his two brothers, Charlie and Gabe, were adopted by the Kohlbergs several years ago. Jeremy wanted one thing as his health was declining, and that was a night of dancing with his friends. His mom said, we actually were worried that he wasn't going to make it to today because he was progressing so quickly. He's losing his short-term memory. Well, Saturday night, limousine pulled up to the Kohlberg home. Jeremy, his two brothers in their tuxedos, climbed aboard, picked up their prom dates. During that time, classmates gathered at his home, rolled out a red carpet to welcome him to his own personal prom. Kohlberg said they're thankful for the community support, from people dropping off meals to the numerous cards sent to Jeremy.
And that's What's Good with Garabo.
You may call now for Give Dick a Rest, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
How you feeling?
I don't know, man. I'll let you know next week.
Well, that was great.
I don't know. I ain't got a time to do this.
She's such a good sport. I don't know why you waited 20 years into your radio career before you started putting her on the radio.
I know. She's gold. And it's so great because the people who know her in real life, my wife, my sister-in-law, her friend, they all text and they're like, this is going to be great because she knows she does it. She just doesn't care. There is no shame in her game.
You might get to that age one day where you just don't care.
I'm already there. I don't give a damn about anything.
You're already naked on the weekend. Oh, yeah,
By the way, I thought about bringing that up to her. Would that
no,
have been,
yeah,
that,
no, no.
That's too far.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Oh, that's too far.
Yeah, they don't need
I already brought it up to your mom today,
thank you.
So.
Thank you. Bring him up for Give Dick a Rest, one mom naked thing at a time. 727-579-1025.
And now, SBK's final thought.
Something else we discovered while speaking with Drew's mother-in-law. Someone actually eats Peeps?
This has been Final Thoughts.
I know.
By SBK.
So gross. I was so happy that she ate them and that my son didn't. All right, 727-579-1025. Give Dick a Rest, the portion of the show where you call. No screener. We just put you live on the radio, named for the great Dick Rains. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Well, I'll never be the Chili Bandit because it'll mess with my acid reflux.
Great. These jokes are going to live on in perpetuity. Drew Garabo live. Go ahead.
I didn't know Hershey's made a confectionery with truffles. Meow, meow.
Drew Garabo live. Go ahead.
Drew, now that you mention it, I think I want some of that turkey breast and some Ghirardelli's for next weekend. So why don't you whip off on up a batch?
Drew Garabo live. Go ahead.
Hey, Drew, it's the Candy Bandit. I just want to let you know, in the anti-Kava community, we have a saying, don't tell me what to eat for din-din, and I'm going to put these nuts on your chin.
Drew Garabo live, go ahead.
Drew Garabo in the house.
Drew Garabo live. Hello. Hi, it's Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Drew, this is your ham from the fridge, and I'm a little disappointed you couldn't finish me off in one day.
My ham from the fridge calling. Drew Garabo live, hello.
Hey, Drew, I'm sitting here at the gym on the elliptical, and man, do I feel like a vagina.
Bastards. Drew Garabo live, hello.
Drew Garabo live, making sitting in traffic a little less suicidal.
Oh, look at you making progress. Drew Garabo live, hello.
Yes, bring back SPJ's World of Beers on Saturday, because crap round table got to go.
Pay me.
What'd he say? Because crap ram babel's got to go?
Was that the crowded takeover?
Oh, okay. I didn't know what he said. I'm done with that. Sure. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That's
right, sir.
Buzz Armstrong says, wax my bobos.
Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Drew, I can't help but notice that Big Red sounds like Hank Hill. Buzz, Xander, give me those peeps.
She does. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
The candy man that thinks balls smell great.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. Love your show. These nuts.
Drew Garabo live. Hello.
I knew a girl that would only sleep with me if I paid in $1 bills. What? She is a prostitute.
Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Your mother-in-law is a real peepstitute. Hmm.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rocky the Squirrel.
Hey, Angelo. What's up, bud?
No, this is Rocky.
No, it's Angelo. What's up, dude? How you doing, Angelo? How's everything? Oh, sorry. Did I ruin you a bit? Go ahead. Because it's like really good to hear from you, you know? I don't know. Oh, sorry. I'm not trying to ruin your Give Dick a Rest call. It's just when I hear your voice, it's just so unique on the phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because I don't want to screw up the bit that you're calling with, because, I mean, it's probably something clever and funny. So I'm sorry. I keep talking over you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because
I don't want to see. I want to keep talking overneath your stuff. So you go ahead and you say what you're going to say. You just go ahead. You just go ahead and talk and you say whatever you're going to say. Keep the caress. Go ahead.
Buzz Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Drew Grubb Alive, go ahead.
Hey, Drew. Candy Bandit here. I'm in love with Martin Mull's sweet, sweet candy.
Drew Grubb Alive, go ahead. Yellow. Thank you. Hi, give Dick a rest. Go ahead.
Hey, Drew, you sexy son-in-law. Hashtag darker dog.
Drew Grubb Alive, go ahead. Hello. Give Dick a rest. Go ahead.
Drew, this is the almond package that your mother-in-law reached underneath to grab onto those peeps. What the hell did I ever do to her?
I think we heard from everybody. We heard from my ham. We heard from the almonds. We didn't hear from the peeps. But I want to thank my mother-in-law. I want to thank my wife for being so cool about the whole thing. Thank you, SBK, kidneyforkevin.com. Thanks to Seth. Thanks to Micah. Thanks to Dennis.
Thanks to Drew.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, please. And also, what about Lance for staring you down at the nudist resort?
Thanks to Lance for being a cool dude and calling in about it. Thanks to Patty from Apple a Day and to Maria's family for coming in and allowing us to give them a gift of an iPad. Thanks to all of you for your donations for making that possible. Thanks to Roger and JP for setting the table for our show today. Billy Madison's up next, the BDRS after that. Rise, shine, and grind. And listen to our buddy Mike Calta tomorrow morning. We'll be back after Roger and JP get done at 2 o'clock. We have a wonderful Monday night. I'm going to go throw some ham in the freezer after I make a sandwich, if that's all right with the Candy Bandit. Have yourself a wonderful night. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it half as much as we did, well, that means we enjoyed it twice as much as you. Bye-bye. Take care.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.